Today will be the beginning of a three-day period of shower and thunderstorm activity across the western Corn Belt. It is likely to fill in the gaps for many areas that have been suffering from dryness over a prolonged period of time. The precipitation will eventually impact a large part of Iowa, Missouri, Kansas, Illinois, even portions of Wisconsin, and eventually areas further to the east will all be impacted. The precipitation totals here by the time we get to Saturday morning will vary quite a bit. We'll probably see some local amounts upwards to an inch and a half across some of this region, although the majority of the precipitation will probably run 3/10 of an inch to an inch. The precipitation will certainly be welcome, and it unfortunately comes rather late in the growing season. We have had our share of dryness this summer, and many areas in Iowa, Illinois, and Missouri, and certainly some immediate neighboring areas have had their time dealing with excessive dryness and, of course, heat just a week or so ago. Well, this precipitation on top of the relief from the heat is likely to lead to much better crop conditions. But as far as being able to reverse the yield losses that have occurred, that's probably not very likely. The majority of the region is facing a cooler temperature bias at night. And now, as we move forward in time, it'll be very difficult for these crops to fully capitalize on the moisture that's going to occur this week. Some improvement in grain and oilseed quality is certainly a probability. But as far as reversing the yield trend losses that have occurred, that's probably not very likely. The precipitation will go ahead and move on into the eastern Midwest a little later this week as a cold front comes rushing across the plains and sweeping the precipitation and the moisture to the east across the heart of the Midwest. So we'll see these scattered showers here today and tomorrow, and then on Thursday we're going to find a more significant cool front cutting across the heart of the Midwest from west to east, so we'll see some additional shower and thunderstorm activity in the western Corn Belt as we go through Thursday and into Friday morning. And for the eastern Midwest, we'll likely see the majority of that precipitation occur mostly Thursday late into Friday most of the day. On Saturday morning, we'll see all the precipitation more or less done, except in portions of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, where there may still be some lingering rain taking place. Dry weather will settle in behind the frontal system and be with us for a few days. There will be a new weak frontal system that will show up in the northern plains and northwestern Corn Belt as we get into Sunday and Monday. The frontal system is not going to have a lot of moisture to work with, and it will weaken as it moves into the area, so we'll end up with a few hundredths of an inch to maybe a quarter of an inch of rain as that frontal system pushes into the Dakotas, Minnesota, parts of Iowa, and maybe Wisconsin. The front will not make it into the eastern Corn Belt, but a reinforcing shot of cooler air will show up and a new frontal system as we get into the second half of next week, probably Wednesday the 25th through the following Friday, will probably generate more rain and thunderstorms across the Midwest. Our temperatures here near term are going to be turning warmer. We'll look for 60s and 70s today, but tomorrow afternoon we'll be back into the 70s and 80s across a fair amount of the Midwest, and mostly upper 70s and 80s occurring on Thursday. But after that, we'll cool off again, so upper 60 and 70 degree readings occur in the north and 70s in the south as we go into the weekend. Our low temperatures at night will certainly cool back down again, but not as cold as this morning. We actually had frost and some freezes being reported across portions of Wisconsin, Michigan, and in southeastern portions of Canada's crop country, causing a little bit of damage. But the low temperatures across the majority of the Midwest these next few mornings will be 50s and lower 60s, at least until we get to Friday morning, and then we'll look for 40s and 50s occurring thereafter. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.